Gary, after a terrific performance against Wigan on Tuesday, how important was it to get pick up that point this afternoon?
Yeah, it was leading into the game. We said about we needed to back that up, and we certainly have done today. You know, I thought first half we looked a little bit leggy still from probably Tuesday's exploits, but conceded a bit of a soft goal. But the response was terrific from them. We scored the best goal in the game with a wonderful build-up, as we do. We score wonderful goals. And we got into them at half-time, and as a result, came out. And the way we started the second half was fantastic. And we played at a real tempo, a real intensity. And, you know, just lacked a little bit more care in the final third. But again, I don't see how we don't get a penalty. It's a clear foul on Calvin Mellor. I don't know what we have to do get one this season. Unless I'm seeing things. But I do wear glasses for a reason.
Yeah, I thought it was a pen as well, but there we go.
Do you think it was a pen?
Honestly, I can't remember. Who called it?
God, were you here?
I can't call it. I normally agree, you do deserve a lot more penalties, but I can't recall this one.
As you say, second half performance, it came out firing, and if anyone was going to win the game in the second half, it was Blackpool.
Yes, you know, it was probably, you know, it was a difficult one. You've won a fantastic performance away at the league leaders, and you change the team for freshness, but then you've had an extra day. If you change the team, people are saying, what the hell are you doing changing the team? You just won it away. For 40 minutes probably I was looking at it going, I should have changed the team. 45 minutes at half time, then obviously we've got back in it and you know, we got going then second half, and they deserve an enormous amount of credit for how they went about it. And you know, Big Armin should win it for us, you know. He's just a decision making, and I think that was what it was in the last final third. For one or two decisions from the players. First half were good, and you know, we set Nathan Delfonso goes to set somebody up, and 30 seconds later, it's in the back of our net. It's just that final care, and we've just got to keep working on that. But all praise for the players today, how they've gone about it.
How important was Delfonso's equaliser just on half-time?
Yeah, like you say, just before that, we just started to come into the game a little bit. And like you rightly said, it gave us then a little bit more of a boost. And we were able to get in level at half-time. Don't forget, this is against the Peterborough team that they spent a lot of money, you know. And you look at the firepower that they've got on their bench. And they're bringing on somebody that they paid money for from Crewe, the boy Cooper, in January. Bogle, we said, oh, we'd like to get him on loan. And then we found out what it was about and thought, right, we can't afford that. So that was the end of that phone call. So, you know, we competed well today, you know.
Yeah, and you say Jack Marriott up front scored eight since his 19th goal of the season. But to be fair to Tilton Robertson, they kept him quiet for most of the game.
Yeah, I thought they were terrific again. You know, they were a rock at the start of the season, and they've got back to that, and delighted with how they went about it.
Jimmy Ryan, you know, full 90-minute performance for you. He was outstanding for you this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, he's had a tough run of it of late with niggles here and there. And, he's not had the consistency of the games, and so it was making sure that he got that. And you saw the benefit of that. He put in a good performance against Wigan, and then he's backed it up tonight. And he played the pass of the game. You know, there's not many people on that pitch that could play the pass to Viv out wide to set that equaliser up.
Just a word for Viv as well. Great battle with him in the fullback. I mean, at times he absolutely burnt him for pace. Just that bit of quality in the final delivery, but it's coming, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, this is his first time he's played a season like he's doing. And you know, at times he reminds me of one of the characters out of Kevin and Perry, because he's a bit hard for him at times, but we give him a bit of stick. And he's doing ever so well, like you say, and he's just got to keep it going now.
Yep, and you'll be hoping for another performance on Tuesday night?
Saturday.
Saturday, yeah, well, you know, we've got the opportunity, obviously, to go and scout Portsmouth on Tuesday night, because they're playing Fleetwood down the road, so that'll give us an opportunity to go and have a look at that. and then we'll get on the bus on Friday and make the journey down, and hopefully we get a clear run and go from there.
I'll play today, Gary.
Cheers, thank you very much.
The people have managed to put his handball.